Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Another litigation badge.
Oh, why can't they merge? Why can't they do a merger or an acquisition?
Right.
I just have one group of scouts.
Scouting monopoly.
We just have the scouts.
Yeah. Like, it's just, antitrust issue.
Boy, girl, doesn't matter. Adult, you want to be an adult and join the scouts? No, we don't want that.
I think we've had some problems with that. Let's pump the brakes.
Yeah, hold on.
Question.
Corey checks.
Girl
yes?
Scout.
No, I wasn't.
Boy Scouts?
Cub Scout.
You were a Cub Scout?
Yeah.
I was a Cub Scout, and then I gave it up.
Do they have the Cub Scouts in Canada, or is it called something different?
No, it was
Cub
Scouts.
Oh, it is?
Sure. There it is right there, kid.
What? You got the salute. LB's
if you can't
doing
see
salute.
What's happening in the studio.
Yeah, LB's doing the salute. Were you always prepared? You're not prepared for the sports.
No.
Didn't follow the Boy Scout motto of be prepared when it comes to the sports.
Let me ask you this, kid.
Yeah.
Is it any surprise that while we were on an outing with the Cub Scouts that me and Craig Shirley got thrown out of the Cub Scouts because we put rocks and snowballs and were whipping them at the other Cub Scouts?
Well,
and
we got sent home. Why would you do that?
Well, it's fun stuff to watch kids scramble.
That's not a nice thing to do. Chew, you were a Cub Scout?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Pinewood Derby, baby.
How did you do? I was going to say, did you and your dad win the Pinewood Derby? Or
I never won. No, we were terrible.
You
never won?
No, you put the weights
we
in the
fun.
The weights in the wrong place.
Oh, well, yeah, probably. We just sucked at it.
Did your Pinewood Derby entry resemble the USS Enterprise?
It did not. I wasn't a Trekkie back then.
Did you wear the uniform?
I did. I was a Weeblo.
Wait a second. Is that code? Yeah. All right. Well, so this is a real problem. So the Girl Scouts are going after the Scouts,
mm-hmm.
which used to be the agency formerly known as the Boy Scouts.
Right. Oh.
And they're gonna have to offer signing bonuses like companies do. Like if you want to sign with the Girl Scouts, they'll give you a signing bonus.
I like that.
Hello, Steven.
Hey, Danielle. How do you advocate keeping the Scouts separate but not restrooms?
That's a little different. Because I'm fine with you having boys and girls clubs. I'm fine with you having male and female organizations in college, like fraternities, sororities, other extracurricular things. I'm fine with Augusta.
I can't believe how many people in 2018 are upset this morning via calls or text messages about question three passing.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I just don't.
People, and I had this, not argument, but I made this point to a texter earlier where they're saying it's unfortunate that the needs of a few outweigh the safety of many regarding trans individuals being able to use the bathroom which they identify with. And to that I respond, it's unfortunate that the actions of a few, like the predators, who are predators regardless of what kind of bathroom bill exists for the protection of individuals in society, outweigh the needs of that group.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? I get it. And people go, oh, you don't have kids. I understand the safety concerns. I have several trans individuals who are close to me. None of them are predatory or would go into a bathroom and try and touch a kid. In fact, they try to live as...
Well, they're not worried about that. What they're worried about is that the fact that the voters confirmed that that this was the right move when it came to, I believe it was Deval Patrick who originally spearheaded this.
Mm-hmm.
They're concerned that a predatory man could use this as an opportunity to just go into a ladies' room.
Right.
And I mean. They could do that anyway.
Right.
That's ridiculous. Those people that are going to try to do that will do it regardless.
And so if they do something like that, then they're going to get in trouble for it like they would anyway.
And you've also likely got to, with many people that are trans, you've got a history of many of them seeking out mental health counseling or physical counseling. You know, maybe they go to Fenway Health. Maybe they are in the middle of transitioning physically. You don't know where a person is in their process. They'll oftentimes be able to have that to back it up and be like, no, I'm legit. versus some sicko who's just going to go in and do it under the guise of, oh, I'm just a guy who's going to go in the ladies' room because I feel like it.
Now, what if the Girl Scouts pretend to be boys to try to infiltrate the Scouts organization? Well, no, I guess it would have to be the other way around. The boys would have to try to infiltrate the girls.
That's corporate espionage.
That would be corporate espionage. Yeah, I don't know. Listen, having had an embarrassing moment among thousands that I've had, which I have alluded to on the show before, where I accidentally, in an emergency situation, went into the ladies' room by accident. I believe I've mentioned that incident at a concert. Mm-hmm. I can understand how it can happen where you can accidentally go into the wrong bathroom. But I don't think a lot of people are going to be doing it. That was one of my worst. I've told this story before, but I had to go. I was at a concert. I had to go so bad. I don't know what it was. Must have been something I ate. So I see the restroom. I don't realize it's the ladies' room. I barge in there, kick open the stall door.
Yeah.
Yank down my pants. I just make it. And then, you know, the relief. I feel the relief. And then I start to listen to the voices around me and realize that they are all female.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Wait a minute.
So embarrassing.
Hold on a second.
Was that a concert?
Yeah, it was at a concert.
Do you remember which one?
I don't remember what it was. It was at the Centrum or whatever it's called now, the DCU Center.
Well, there's nothing worse than the concerts and, you know, because you got the in and outdoors. And you're not
confusing.
Paying attention.
It was very confusing. Mm-hmm. This is Debbie. Hello, Debbie.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on, Debbie?
Oh, just on my way to work and listening to this. Wouldn't it make more sense to leave the Boy Scouts, and the Girl Scouts, Girl Scouts, but add some of the Boy Scouts duties to the Girl Scouts and the Girl Scouts duties to the Boy Scouts, and then you could leave those things as a choice for either or.
Okay. I just, as the father of a former Girl Scout, they pretty much do the same stuff.
Do they?
They do.
Like the Girl Scouts, you know, a long time ago, used to be about homemaking.
You know, you get a cooking badge or something like that. Do they do that?
But now, no, they do. They go camping. They do community service stuff. They're all pretty much doing the same kind of things.
Yeah.
Except for the cookies. It's the cookies.
It's the dollars that are associated with the cookies.
Money maker.
The problem was enrollment was down.
Yeah.
There's just not a lot of kids who want to be Boy Scouts anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a commentary on America or a commentary on the program that they were offering or a commentary on Fortnite and its popularity or what it is. But they don't want to be Boy Scouts. So they decided that they were going to just go try and attract as many people as they can, male or female. Now,
I think it's a uniform.
Here's a text asking if the fact that question three passed means that if there's a long line at Fenway for either the male or woman's room, if you can just go
That'd go into any
bathroom.
I do that anyway.
Oh, you do?
I never understood why the people that, you know how if you go to like a small restaurant, they'll have two single stall unisex bathrooms. So it'll be one woman's room, one men's room, and there's no stalls or anything. The men's little cubicle just has a urinal.
Right.
And people, like you'll have three ladies waiting. I'm like, just go in the men's room. It's not stalls. It's a single bathroom. And they're like, well, it's got a urinal in there. I'm like, Linda, just wipe the seat. You're fine.
I know. It was like that at Rush shows. There was absolutely no line for the ladies' room, but the line for the guys' room would like go around the whole place. And I just like, let's just go in the ladies'. There's nobody in there.
Well, there's only one woman at a Rush show. Yeah. That's why.
And she's at concessions. She's selling
cheese dogs. Yeah, but to Hildog's point, when you go into a women's room, men's rooms have urinals, so it's kind of public. Women's rooms are all stalls, so you could be a guy, girl. You're not seeing anything but somebody's feet.
Yeah. I mean, it's just not a big deal to me. There's no incident. This law was passed 2 years ago, and there hasn't been a single incident that's occurred. It's really.
What? There hasn't?
There's no.
How about that one time at Target that people like to put on Facebook?
There's way more important things to get worried about and worked up about. Here is Brian on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Brian.
How's it going? Nancy Know-It-All, I do have a question. Maybe I'm missing something. With this law, like if you're a transgender, you're probably, you know, if you look like a boy and you go into the boys' room, it's not an issue. Like I don't see an issue at all, but I guess the question is like right now, if I wanted to walk into the Boston Sports Club, woman's room and say I identify as a girl, can I do that? And, all joking aside, like, is that...
In theory,
that,
you could. You'd be an a-hole, though, for doing that.
Well, and you'd get
like, there's no reason
you,
for
you'd
it.
You'd get in trouble for it, too.
There's no reason
but,
for
but,
it.
But
like, you weren't...
Greg, why would you get in trouble if I actually identified as a girl, even though I look like a boy?
And if you do...
If you did...
But if you're doing it just to make a point to be like, I'm a guy and I'm going to go in the women's room to prove a point, then you're a dick. No pun intended.
Well, no, but not to prove a point. Like, if I just go in there and say, hey, you know what? I really don't want to shower with the guys. I'd rather shower with the girls.
Then you're acting in a predatory manner.
Well, yeah, yeah,
then you're a pervert.
Yeah, somebody, like, I mean, theoretically, I guess theoretically people could do that. Nobody has done that yet.
No, so, okay. So that's what I wanted
there's
to find.
No incident. There's no incident at a gym in which Captain Creeper has showed up with a towel and his soap on a rope and walked into to the ladies' locker room and tried to shower with the ladies. It hasn't happened yet. I guess it could. Hey, speaking of that, Bill Clinton here. Anybody using this shower over here? Hello. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
What's up, Shannon?
I used to, back in the 90s, ride with a bunch of guys, like 30, 40 bikes, motorcycles. We go on a run or whatever, and we'd stop somewhere. The women's line is 7 long, and there's nobody in the men's line, so I used to go in the men's room.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean,
I think we all agree. You don't have a problem with it, right? I don't have a problem with it.
They've had co-ed bathrooms at colleges and universities for decades, and there aren't an awful lot of issues, I don't believe. And for a lot of people, that the first time you experience that at college, a bit of awkward, shocking thing, but it's but you get used to it.
Right.
You know, it's,
right. You prepare for it.
Yes. This is Cam. Hello, Cam.
Hey, just wanted to ask the advocates of question 3, how you feel about maybe like opening up your locker rooms as well, because that's coming next.
Opening up the locker rooms.
Men can go in women's locker rooms next. That will come on the board because they'll say, hey, you passed this law. You already said it's okay for a man to be in a woman's bathroom. Why not a locker room?
Well, maybe we should all just be comfortable with each other in the nude.
Yes.
And everything can be co-ed.
Yeah, the Swedish do it. They have the family, you know, like 14 families in a neighborhood hit the sauna. Kids and everybody, grandparents, everybody's naked.
The locker room is another example of the you wanted to do it because to make a point to show how dangerous it possibly could be. As a texter wrote in about this, and they said, well, what about, you know, a 20-year-old woman being in a locker room? She has to watch some guy parade around with his junk out. Most trans people are very modest, and their goal is to blend in because they have always felt that they have been the sex with which they identify. Their body didn't reflect that. They just want to be as normal as possible. Do you have people that want to throw stuff out there and make a scene? Yeah, because they want to stir up the pot. It's like, you know, you have women that go to a restaurant and breastfeed by throwing everything out there and, like, walk around and make a bunch of noise to draw attention to themselves. There will always be those people.
A texter would like to know if I know that about the college bathrooms from visiting Melissa Philbrick at college. Why do you have to bring that
memories
up? Hello, Steve.
Hey, Greg, Danielle, how are you?
What's up,
good.
Steve?
The thing is, it's not just about the transgenders. There's unintended consequences. Guys are weirdos. You see that Danielle's friends used to sell dirty underwear to guys.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're weirdos. They're going to go into the ladies' room eventually.
Right.
The bottom line is, does this bill make women more safe or less safe using a bathroom?
And being
level 2 and level 3 sex offenders are going to be allowed to go in there.
So
does that make them more safe or less safe?
So being serious for a moment, do you believe that it makes women less safe, the passage of
I think there's a potential for them to be less safe.
Okay. 100%. All right. Yeah, sure.
Then we should have a separate restroom for children. Because if you're going to, there's predators out there that, you know, a male predator will go after a boy. All right. So then we can't allow adults in.
Right.
You know, with the children.
People go to such things. Like this guy's talking about level 2, level 3.
Right. Those people are going to do that stuff anyway.
Yeah, the
kids, regardless.
The kid, the lady is not even making the bathroom. They're going to grab you before you get in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's why they're called level 3 predators. They should be in jail.
Mm-hmm. What is a locker room, by the way? People keep mentioning this gym and locker room thing. What is it? Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's up, Greg?
What's going on, Mike?
You know, if every business around just started putting in unisex bathrooms, nobody would blink about it. Nobody would care. They just use it. It's a unisex bathroom. But because it's attached to the transgender issue, people, whether it's right or wrong, don't understand it. They're freaked out by it. And some people don't believe it.
Here's the thing is, which we ought to change the building code, which requires that if you have a certain capacity in your business, that you have to have X amount of, in the case of the men, urinals and stalls, and in the case of the women, stalls. And so that ought to change. If you're going to do that, that's fine. Have every bathroom be unisex. But the business shouldn't bear the brunt of creating all these expensive bathrooms so that everybody has a bathroom that they can use. I'm fine with that, too, if you change that. All right, hold on a second. We're going to get to Hill Mail, and I want to get to that. And then Larry the lawyer is here. He made it through the cluster F of the Mass Pike, and we'll get to ask an attorney in about 20 minutes. Hello, Paul.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
What's up, Paul?
Hey, listen, it's never happened to me before, but I have a 7-year-old daughter, and if I was out in a public place, she went into a bathroom, and then I saw a guy dressed as a woman going into that bathroom with her in there without me in there. I wouldn't let him in.
But wouldn't you go?
I damn the law, you know?
But wouldn't you end up going to the bathroom with your 7-year-old daughter if you were out?
I would not walk into a ladies' room with my 7-year-old daughter because I don't think it's appropriate.
I am a father of a daughter, and there have been many times where I've been out with her when she was little. God, it's so long ago. This is making me so sad. Detachment. I have detachment anxiety. But anyway,
I'm 53, Greg.
I've said to you're 53 with a 7-year-old. Good for you, buddy.
I have a 2-year-old boy.
Oh. And so she, you know, you say to somebody, a woman who's going in, hey, would you mind if she goes in with you, or would you mind if we go in and you wait to her? It's not, honestly, nobody can ask, talk, communicate, work things out. Everybody wants everything to be black and white, and this is, I think it's right. Ridiculous. I think the whole thing is, it's not a big deal to me. So, all right, it is 8:16, and this is WAAF FM and HD1, Westboro, Boston, WEEI, HD2, Lawrence, and WWBX, HD2, Boston.
And now, it's your turn to talk, as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
And remember, no matter who you vote for, we all lose.
On WAAF.
Well, I hope you got out and voted yesterday. I went to the center school in Stowe and did my voting yesterday. No big long lines. They were talking about all kinds of big long lines. I know a lot of people had the day off yesterday. Hopefully that those of you who got the day off to vote actually voted.
It was nice and easy.
And didn't just binge House of Cards or The Haunting of Hill House. Which I think we can discuss at Free Random now as well, since we had our Making a Murderer. The most amazing thing was I told Shu this, 3 or 4 weeks ago, is that this will be a spoiler, so if you're not done with Haunting of Hill House, then cover up your ears. But each of the children on that show represents one of the stages of grief.
That blew my mind. And it made the show completely different for me.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's the most amazing thing. It's incredible. Thing. I say the same thing when I see a delicious entree. When it's presented well, I say it's the most amazing thing. When I learn something about a television show that I didn't figure out on my own, I smack myself in the head like a cartoon character, and I go, what?
That's
so
incredible.
Yeah, on The Haunting of Hill House, each one of those kids represents one of the famous stages of grief. Here for you now, the very best Hill Mail voicemail messages you have left over the previous 24 hours.
Tuesday, 9:05 a.m.
Greetings, Earthlings. I am Greg Hill. I come to you in peace from the planet Crisco. I ask that you bring me to your leader, the one they call the Burger King. I understand you have to ring the Taco Bell to summon him.
End of message.
Well done.
Speaking of our leader, congratulations to our friend, the governor of the Commonwealth, on his second term. He did promise us on this show yesterday that he would continue with Breakfast with Baker throughout this term. So the governor will be here every month.
Yay.
And he did suggest that he would be calling the show to thank everybody. I don't think it'll be today because late night for him celebrating.
Yeah. Right.
But he's the most, we're lucky. We have the most popular governor in the United States of America who is our governor for another 4 years.
6:02 a.m.
LB said he finally did it. Finally went back to the old office and got that Egg McMuffin that was sitting in his old desk. It's still good.
End of message.
I still have my, I wanted to just use my old ID, walk in and walk out.
Yeah.
Because it's still in my truck where I keep it.
Sure.
That was pretty funny today.
Yeah. LB went to the old studio this morning. Not in Gardner, but down the street here in Brighton.
6:24 a.m.
Yeah, obscure reference for Elizabeth Warren winning the Senate seat. The Seinfeld episode where Jerry dates that girl who wears the same dress every time.
Yes.
Do you think Elizabeth Warren has... like, just washes that blue jacket every day, or she has, like, a closet filled with blue jackets? Asking for a friend.
End of message.
Well, you know, it's the wealthy people who have the closets full of clothes, not our senator. She doesn't like the wealthy people. She's standing up to the wealthy people.
I'm confused.
Well,
she's a wealthy person standing up to the wealthy people who just got reelected to a 6-year term that she's going to leave for to go run for president. Yeah. Really psyched about that decision. Thanks, guys.
We should do some kind of an on-air, with a prize, like bet how many days the senator will spend in the state over the next 2 years. I'm guessing two.
Wait,
does yesterday count? Yes.
Doesn't she work in Washington, though?
Well, yes, but I don't know if this is shocking to you or not, but many would like their senator to actually spend some time in the state that they represent. Many of them do.
If she's campaigning in Wyoming, doesn't
that's
do us a ton of good.
She's got to show up for votes and stuff.
Well, right. No, she's got to start going to Iowa. That's what she has to start.
Oh, that's
she's
right.
She's got to go to the
and
state
then New
fair
Hampshire
and New Hampshire and all that stuff.
6:49 a.m.
So, like, can you guys believe that coach? He's just, like, he's so bad. He doesn't even know how to teach us how to, like, move around that little puck thing. And he keeps talking about this blue line and this red line. I know. He's so stupid. I don't even understand this. Oh, God, stupid coach.
End of message.
Gotta be aware that your Uber driver could be recording your conversation about your NHL assistant coach, and that may be released to the public, and you may have an uncomfortable practice the next morning with the coach who you were tooling on for 20 minutes in an Uber.
7:11 a.m.
Yeah, LB, next time you go to the garage, stay there.
End of message.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's okay. That's what your coworkers say to you, you stooge.
83. Leo, MC Birmingham Parkway, pal.
7:17 a.m.
Hey, Sue. Stephen Avery's guilty? Woo! Stay off the weed, brother.
End of message.
I wish I was high.
It just infuriates me. This season infuriated me even more because I believe he's an innocent man, completely set up, and he sits there in prison. And the same with poor Brendan Dassey. He's not the most intelligent guy in the world.
No.
And that confession was completely coerced.
It was.
And you know what? Zellner, the attorney, makes a good point. The Supreme Court has said it's okay to fabricate things when you're trying to get somebody to confess. I don't know that it ought to be okay for our police officials to do
no,
that.
No, I agree with that. That's,
you know?
No, I don't think you should be able
know.
To do that.
7:19 a.m.
Huh, I didn't know John Stamos and I had something else in common.
End of message.
Oh, that's a visual.
Oh.
Ew.
7:23 a.m.
Greg, we have the answer to making a murderer. It was the day planner.
End of message.
The day planner.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you. It's all the day planner.
Mm-hmm.
It's the key to the whole entire thing. All right. That is today's Hillmail voicemail segment. Thank you for participating. And a reminder that you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message for us at any time, afternoon, evening, early morning, and we will play it on the next day's Hillman Morning Show at 8 or thereabouts.
Have you started using a physical day planner yet since that iPhone is all but dead?
No, but I did point out to Shu when I was cleaning out my old office that I was just like BK because I have every single day planner from the 90s in my office. So should I ever be called in front of a Congress, I could point to my day planner and say, no, here I was. I was attending a meeting.
Is there any way we could maybe do a dramatic reading of one of those someday? I'd be curious to see exactly what your life
was. Day planners are kiss of death.
Because that was pre-Juicy Couture.
Yeah.
And you also had an earring then.
Interesting. I didn't realize they were in one of the file cabinet things. I got every single day planner from the 90s just in case I ever need them.
Yeah, it's a common thing.
That's how people get busted. What do the cops do every time?
Search your stuff.
They go to your desk and they start fiddling through your day planner, your Rolodex.
Well, not everybody's worried about getting arrested for anything.
My mother could tell
you're the drama guy, kid. You see it all day in all your shows.
I could ask my mother what day was picture day in second grade, and she'd be like, hold on.
She keeps all those things every year.
Yeah, because she worked for Delta for a million years, so they always used to give her one every year from the credit union. It has, like, every milestone, every little thing filled out, anything you could ever want to know.
Speaking of Delta, what do you make of the fact that a passenger was forced to sit for an entire flight in dog doo-doo?
Ridiculous. Unacceptable. And the way in which he claimed the interactions went with the in-flight staff, the flight attendants, and what they had said about whose responsibility it was to clean that, absolutely ridiculous. That whole plane, they should have got, no.
Tell us about this.
This guy's name is Matt Meehan, and he was traveling from Atlanta to Miami on Delta. Now, Atlanta is one of Delta's main hubs. And he was on the last flight out of Atlanta. And when he sat down, it was kind of squishy. And then he smells something. The people around him are kind of smelling something. So he realizes something's wrong.
Yeah.
He bent down to get his charger, and then he realizes the heels of his Salvatore Ferragamo shoes are backed up in, like, what looks like dog poop.
Because some buffoon had a purse dog that she claimed was a comfort dog and had the thing on the flight probably before him where it did its business.
They claimed it was a couple of different things. At first, Delta said it was a German Shepherd. Then they said it was a human passenger. Then they said it was a yellow lab puppy.
Oh, wow.
So basically, long story short, the guy had asked for some, they said, you either sit down or you're not on the flight. So they gave him some paper towels and a little bottle of Bombay Sapphire gin to kind of clean up with. But it was
What a waste of delicious Bombay Sapphire gin. What they should have done is given him a big bottle of Bombay Sapphire gin, and then everything would have been okay. Right.
See, I thought they just gave that to him just to kind of appease him.
To take the edge off?
I didn't
know
that was for the cleaning.
Disinfecting.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Disinfecting of the, because it hit his bare ankles. But Matt tells us here, watch your breakfast, exactly what happened.
Was on my seat, it was on the floor, my feet were in it. Words can't even describe how awful it was.
Ugh. They give him a couple hundred miles that he could use at a later time. That's ridiculous.
The guy is a Diamond Medallion member with Delta, a million miler. They gave him 50,000 miles. He's like, that's what you give people when they sign up for a credit card.
Well, those miles are worthless now anyway. They don't honor them, and they don't.
Blackout dates.
Yeah. All right. Not right. Coming up, all of your legal questions answered for free by Larry the Lawyer. Larry the Lawyer will join us for Ask an Attorney, and it is coming up next.
The WAAF Word on the Street.
Coming up tomorrow, the Ski and Snowboard Expo kicks off at the Seaport World Trade Center, and Gwar is at the Palladium. And on Friday, tickets go on sale to see Dream Theater at the Orpheum on April 8th, and Lewis Black is at the Schubert. And on Saturday, the Chris Robinson Brotherhood takes over the Paradise Rock Club. And that's the Word on the Street, sponsored by the VA New England Healthcare System, serving those who served. For more details and info, log on to WAAF.com.
Tap into your inner eagle and spread your wings. With Yuengling Traditional Lager, the bold amber color, nearly 190 years in the making, all-American brew. Brewed for good times with classic flavor and delicious taste. Yuengling Traditional Lager is a true original. So plug in. Rock out. And let the night take flight. Because Yuengling Traditional Lager is good to the last sip and good to the last call. What are you waiting for? Reach for the brew that was made with good times in mind. Tap into your inner eagle. Yuengling Traditional Lager. Spread your wings. Spread my wings. D.G. Yuengling, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly.
Wow, nature. Sprintern, this hike was a great idea.
And I'm getting great photos with my new iPhone XR. I love that Sprint is offering it at $0 per month.
Ugh, I can't see a thing. This phone drives me crazy.
Sounds like somebody does not have an iPhone XR, Paul.
Excuse me, you need the brilliant new iPhone XR. It has an amazing Liquid Retina display. Try mine.
Whoa, this is brilliant. Get together for a photo, you two. Wow, look at how it shows all natural color around here. This is wonderful. I love this display. Oh, it's so clear.
And there's never been a better time to try the Sprint network.
I think she gave up on taking our photo.
I just hope I get my phone back.
Right now, Sprint will give you a new iPhone XR 64 gigabytes to use when you bring an eligible trade-in. That's iPhone XR for $0 per month with Sprint Flex Lease. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $0 per month for 18 months after $31.25 per month. Credit applied within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Restrictions apply.
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At the Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the whole job done better and faster. Get the lowest price on the things you need with bulk and volume pricing. Then get it all where you need it and when with buy online, pick up in store, or job site delivery. You save time and money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Hey, it's Mike Shue. Now, close your eyes. Imagine a thick, long, juicy explosion of flavor in your mouth. That's right. Now open your eyes and see the 20 kielbasa links waiting for you at Galemo's Market in Worcester. For nearly 30 years, Galemo's has been the place to go for the best meats. Cold cuts, hams, their renowned kielbasa. Every product is preservative and gluten-free. Get the real stuff, not that supermarket junk. Stop in at Galemo's Market, 43 Milbury Street in Worcester. That's 43 Milbury Street in Worcester.
Graduate with the skills to make an impact. Complete your degree online. Lesley University will help you get where you want to go. Learn more at online.lesley.edu.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Call from Georgia. Chad, what's shaking in Macon?
I know they did it again, man.
Who are they and what did they do, man?
Ford F-150 engineers. I know that as usual, they built the F-150 to kick butt and take names.
Like how the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy F-150 thrashes the competition with best-in-class horsepower?
Not surprised.
How about best-in-class payload?
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Not to mention best-in-class towing and torque.
Tell me something. And I don't know, man.
A pound of houseflies has more protein than a pound of beef.
Okay.
So, Chad, how do you know so much about F-150 putting a beat down on the competition?
I drive the competition. Got a 10-year lease.
Kind of embarrassing, huh?
Maybe I shouldn't advertise that fact on a national talk radio show.
Good call. This is the Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Best-in-class claims with properly configured vehicles. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Hey, Massachusetts. GEICO presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Sometimes I tell people I have plans, when really I'm going to mindlessly scroll through my social feed until my battery runs out.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I talk to my dog like I have long, drawn-out conversations with him, and I think he understands me.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I'm okay with the 5-second rule. The 90-second rule works too.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Massachusetts, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Hi, Arthur Campbell, General Manager for Framingham Ford. November is the month. It's our biggest SUV sales event of the year. Every Ford Explorer and Ford Escape, value priced. In fact, crazy prices on our website. Before you buy an Explorer and Escape, do us both a favor. Visit FraminghamFord.com. The prices are unbeatable, and as always, no one will pay you more for your trade. We have an amazing selection, but when they're gone, they're gone. Visit us online at FraminghamFord.com. Framingham Ford, Route 9, Framingham. Don't wait.
Holiday shopping can be pretty stressful, but this year you can relax because Elizabeth Grady has the perfect gift for everyone, the gift of beauty and relaxation. Elizabeth Grady gift cards are available in any cash denomination or for a variety of spa services. Just visit any Elizabeth Grady location. They're everywhere. Call 1-800-FACIALS or shop online at elizabethgrady.com. An Elizabeth Grady gift card, the one-size-fits-all gift that's perfect for everyone, including you. Shop now at ElizabethGrady.com. Easy as that.
Hillman here. Boston, we did it. All those late nights watching playoff baseball were worth it. And throughout all the excitement and extra innings, I still woke up feeling great, thanks to the MyPillow mattress topper. If you're going to stay up late for the whole game, you have to be comfortable once you hit the sheets. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WAAF for exclusive discounts on the MyPillow mattress topper. It's amazing. You'll be lights out just like our pitchers. If your bed is uncomfortable, make that call to the bullpen. Buy a MyPillow mattress topper. It'll transform your bed and your sleep. Sleep like a champion with the MyPillow mattress topper. You get 30% off with promo code WAAF, and you get two free standard MyPillows. That's big savings when you call 800-933-5516 or go to MyPillow.com. And don't forget to use the promo code WAAF when you go to MyPillow.com.
It's supposed to be big news, but as always, my buds at Dunkin' Donuts are always taking care of you, hooking you up, and giving you great deals. And this fall, they're offering flavored $2 iced coffee from 2 to 6 p.m. That's right. You know, you've fallen in love with Dunkin's fall flavors. And now you can get your hands on some fall-flavored iced coffee for just $2 from 2 to 6 p.m. Try delicious flavors like maple pecan. You got your pumpkin during your next afternoon coffee run. Hook yourself up. So get down to your nearest Dunkin' Donuts between 2 and 6 p.m. for $2 fall-flavored iced coffee. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
In just 60 seconds or less, the Hillman Morning Show will be back with more of this.
Was that a thumb or a moose knuckle?
As a veteran leaving the military, I was concerned about problems I was experiencing. A deployment to Afghanistan left me with issues that didn't go away when I returned home. Thankfully, VA healthcare has been a blessing, and I'm afraid to think where I would be without the physical and emotional care I received. I'm proud to be one of the 96% of veterans who rate VA healthcare as exceptional. Enroll today in a VA healthcare package that has the institutional expertise to cover all of your health needs. For more information, call 844-VA-CARES or go to vacares.us. Get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Now, waiting to hear back from the Election Commission exactly how many write-ins there were yesterday for the Czar of Sauce. This is the Wednesday Hillman Morning Show.
Let this party begin.
I'll fire up the cheese fountain.
a bad time of the morning or the day, for that matter, to hear a Clash song, Shoe.
Obscure reference.
Yes. Wow.
Song written by Eddie Grant.
Really?
Who did Electric Avenue.
Electric Avenue. Wow.
That's actually a cover by an obscure British band he was in called The Equals.
Huh.
Yeah.
Are we gonna walk down to Electric Avenue?
Do you want to?
And then we're gonna take it higher. It is 8:38, and
oh no,
it is time for this.
Looking for some legal advice?
I promise you a big cash settlement.
Looking for some free legal advice?
My fee is 50%.
It's time for Ask an Attorney.
I'd like to welcome to the new studio Larry the lawyer, Larry Army Jr. It is time for Ask an Attorney, and Larry and I attended the governor's big shindig last night, and it was a great event, and had a lot of fun with you last night.
Well, you would have had a lot of fun considering you stuck me with the tab for dinner at
the
Fresco's.
Well, I don't know if I stuck you with it.
All I know is I just called to make the reservation, and I ended up with that big old bill.
Well, I mean, you're a lawyer. You got the cash.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like
you're a world famous DJ.
It's not like you're struggling to make the mortgage payment.
Well, I didn't say I was.
You could buy dinner for
and by
everybody.
The way, it was a pleasure.
It was a great event. Great event last night, and we had a good time. So,
yes.
All right. If you have a legal question that you would like answered, Larry Army Jr. will do that for you right now. However, just a reminder, he is not acting in an official capacity as your legal representative. He is just offering his own personal opinion on your scenario. Here's a 978 text. I told my husband to leave about a year ago, and he did. Sounds like a nice woman.
That's pretty good start.
You don't know what he did.
I need to get passports for both of my daughters, and he won't sign them. Mm. I've texted him 5 times asking, what should I do?
Well, maybe you should start by calling him instead of texting him. That's the first thing. Conversations usually work better than texts, so let's start with that. Second thing is, if he won't give you the permission to get the passports for your minor children, you're not going to be able to get them without consent from both parents.
Mm.
So if you're not willing to talk to him and work this out, my suggestion is call Army and Roach, and we will work it out.
We certainly will.
You will work it out. You will get those passports eventually. It's just going to take you some time.
This one's kind of disturbing. I have...
that says a lot.
I have an... I know. Based on everything we get, this one's disturbing. But I have an employee who had bed bugs and brought them in, and they infested my office.
Ugh.
Month later, she got lice, same thing happened.
That's a double whammy.
What can I do?
What can you do? I guess you could potentially fire her. I mean, if she's bringing lice and bed bugs into your office and infecting your office and your staff, you're either going to lose her or you're going to lose everybody else. I would fire her for safety reasons.
Oh, okay.
Health. Now, if she has a contract, that's a different story. We got to look at that. But I'm pretty sure safety is something that would encompass this.
Okay.
This isn't Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's pretty sick, though, isn't it?
Oh, that's nasty.
I mean, I know nobody wants those things. And, you know, if you have kids, sometimes it happens. But,
yeah.
You're making me scratch, Greg.
Yeah.
I found money. Here's 860 text. I found money on the Find Mass Money website that belonged to my deceased father. Can I claim it?
So you gotta look and see if the father had an estate opened up. If he does or did, then you probably can get it through there. You're going to have to get a death certificate, certainly, before you can put your claim in. But there is a way to get that property.
And speaking of that website, I believe that there was no Hillman jinx on Treasurer Deb Goldberg, who was in the studio with us the other day for Ask a Treasurer. And she was
re-elected.
She
did very well.
Yes.
She did well, 67% of the vote.
Congratulations to the Treasurer. I voted for her, and she's a Democrat. Mm. I voted for several Democrats yesterday.
Were you being held under duress?
Nope.
Was there what happened?
I don't vote based on
Did you have a personal scuffle with the Republican that was
I don't based
Is it because you weren't on the stage last night?
I do not. Let me ask you a question. Let me just ask you a question. When a governor I'm asking for a friend, but when a governor says on your radio show, we have a special place for you tonight.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
and then there's no special place? What does that mean? I mean, doesn't a special place mean you're going to be on stage right behind him?
No.
When it's, that's, no. What did he mean, no. a special place? I mean,
It means you can show up and bring a couple friends. That's
I was on the third
means.
Floor with the rest of the bum kissers. I mean, where was my special place last night?
Didn't that happen at the inauguration, too?
Yes, I had the worst seats ever at the inauguration. I was up in the balcony. What is wrong with these people over there?
I'm thinking that special place was in his heart. That's what I'm thinking, Greg.
Maybe. Here's a text which says, my husband and I have been married for over a year and together for 9. We share a joint checking account. However, he is the only one who works as I am a stay-at-home mom. Does he have the right to withhold money from that account for me? And, you know, I think back to my mom. She used to read Good Housekeeping magazine, and they had this article every month, which was called Can This Marriage Be Saved? I feel like this might be a problem in the future. If this is the question.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah. So can he withhold money from that account from her?
So I don't know what that means exactly, withholding money from that account. But I will tell you this. If her name is on a joint account and there's money in that joint account and she's a signator on that account, she can go and she can take all the money out of that account if she wants to. My inclination would be that that's going to start the divorce process.
Yeah.
Or it's going to start a new bank account without her name on it.
Uh-huh.
So, but yeah, she can. Anybody that has a joint bank account, you can take all of it. You have an undivided interest in the whole.
This is Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer, and this is Anastasia. Hello, Anastasia.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Question for Larry.
Yes, Larry. So long story short, I was living in Tennessee, and I got a job and moved up here for that job, signed a contract and everything with my set salary. Basically, a month into it, after I got my first check, I was having problems getting my second check. From my employer, and this is a very small startup company, so I'm just wondering, she owes me money still. I ended up going a month without getting paid and ended up quitting just because I couldn't not get paid.
Can't work,
you know,
for free.
So I am curious what my
recourse.
Yeah, she owes me pretty penny, honestly.
Okay.
So I'm wondering what I'm able to do. I tried to contact her. I contacted the attorney general. They were basically like, well, you can take her to court. So we can't really help you that much there. So I'm just wondering what my options are.
So the good news for you is you have a potential claim under Massachusetts Wage and Hours Act. What that means is that, number one, if the company's out of business, which it sounds like it is, that liability of your wages attaches personally to the ownership of that company. So I think there's going to be some personal liability. I am fairly certain that it's not dischargeable if she files a bankruptcy. The other nice thing about this is that if you're successful, it's mandatory that she pays your attorney's fees, which, you know, a month of wages may not be a lot. It may be a lot, but it may not be a lot. But the attorney's fees are certainly going to be a lot. The other thing you're entitled to potentially is triple damages. So this is one of those places that if you're not getting paid, you're not getting your overtime or stuff like that, you should definitely contact an attorney. Similar to personal injury claims, a lot of these cases, they get resolved without you paying anything in fees, which is a big barrier for people calling lawyers.
Okay, so reach out to an attorney.
Reach out and touch someone.
Okay, all right.
Reach out.
This summer, one of my guests was riding my brand new jet ski.
Oh.
The next thing I know, he comes onto the shore with the jet ski handlebar in his hand.
Oh,
It completely snapped off.
Kenny Powers.
He said he would pay for it and was extremely remorseful. But then when I gave him the information for the repairs, he said he did nothing wrong and it could have happened to anybody and he's not paying for it. What can I do here?
This jet ski ain't a goddamn toy.
Yeah.
So first of all, no longer a friend, I imagine. Right. So that's the good news. It didn't cost you a lot to figure out that this guy is not your friend. Second thing is you could probably sue him in small claims if the amount in controversy is under, let's say, $7,500. Very easy thing to do. But the other thing you might want to look at is if this is a brand new jet ski, I'd be going back to the people that sold it to you. There's got to be some kind of warranty on it. And I just don't see a scenario where your jet ski that's brand new, your handlebar should snap off.
Maybe the guy's the size of Lindy. Maybe
that's a half a Lindy today, though. He's lost some weight. Looking good, buddy.
Okay, so he does have recourse maybe in court, but it might not be worth it.
No, but it might have a warranty issue.
Yeah. Let's see. 339 text for Ask an Attorney. I have an employee who injured his knee at work 4 weeks ago. I asked him if he wanted to go to the hospital or see a doctor, and he said no. He then re-injured his knee outside of work, and he'll be out for 4 to 6 weeks. I'd like to help him out. What are my options? Workman's comp, unemployment, or is he out of luck?
So, if anything, it's going to be workman's comp, but you have to have an injury that occurs on the job to collect under the worker's comp. You could potentially lay him off, although I'm not sure that's going to be a great idea, because it sounds like you're trying to commit unemployment fraud. So I wouldn't necessarily do that, but it is an option. It's not one that I would recommend, but you could do it.
Yeah, you wouldn't recommend that.
No, no. But it's probably a worker's comp. And, it, you know, look, if the injury happened a month ago and he exacerbated it, what is that
word? Right.
Exacerbated.
I was up too late looking at that bill you stuck me with.
It was good food, though.
Oh, it was
they
delicious.
Do a great job over there at Del Frisco's.
Yes, they do. Larry, don't you know that's how the one percenters stay rich? They don't pay for anything.
Is that what happened?
Stop yes.
I learn will that not. Lesson.
617 text. On Monday, my boss went into my work email without my permission and found some negative things I had said about her and the company, and I was fired yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Should they be fired. I'd have fired you, too.
Can they do this?
Your work email?
It's your work email.
There's no
right
to
privacy to a work
email. What?
Come on. There's no privacy in work email.
It's like the nitwits that pull up porn on their work phone or their computer and then get fired, and they're like, what? What?
You're getting paid. Your bills are covering your mortgage, your food, your car, your kids, all that stuff. Just keep your mouth shut and be grateful that you're getting a job that pays you.
Everybody hates people at work. Don't email other people from your work email address about it.
Cut that cancer.
We were talking earlier about the NHL players who were videotaped by a Uber driver.
Listen, I'm not getting involved in this conversation when you have me next to LB. I heard on the radio as I was sitting in that traffic jam how upset he was you made him talk about
it. Yeah, he was upset that I made him talk about it. Is there any recourse for those guys against Uber or anything like that?
No.
Probably not, right?
No. Well, that's not necessarily true.
They shouldn't be videotaped.
Massachusetts, for example, it's a two-party consent state, as we all know. So then, you know, you can't do that without notice. But most of those Ubers and cabs, the minute you get in there, you see the sign that says you are being audio and video recorded.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, look, that's a little different than somebody sending an email because, I mean, those guys, they're pretty much immune, wouldn't you say, LB?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Larry, here's a text asking your opinion on rent-to-own homes. Are they legit? Or should I steer clear? A 508 texter wants to know.
No, they're definitely a good thing for people that don't have a down payment. It's a really nice way to accrue some equity on a property that you plan on buying. You want to make your home, but you just don't have the ability to do that now. I will tell you this. If you are going to get involved in that type of scenario, make certain that you contact a real estate attorney who has done these types of things before to make sure that you're protected. I can tell you we've had a lot of people that have entered into what they thought was a rent-to-own. And then when they, you know, they tried to exercise that right and realized that what they signed didn't say what they thought it signed, they were very unhappy.
617 text. I have a tenant smoking pot in the apartment downstairs.
Oh, boy.
What's up?
Worse.
We've asked them to stop, but they continue to do it. What is... Or how can we get them to stop? 617 text.
So you got a couple options. Number one, if you can't beat them, join them.
Yes.
I mean, right? Because you're not gonna care if you do that. But to answer your question, the issue that I see here is whether or not the marijuana is medically prescribed versus recreationally used. If it's medically prescribed, you're gonna have a problem with that. Most of the people that have rentals, they have leases that say no smoking allowed. So if that's the situation, you know, you can probably bring them to housing court, send them a 30-day notice to quit or whatever it might be. But if it's medically prescribed, I think we're in a gray area there. Not sure what you're going to be able to do with that.
Well, okay. What about if they didn't have a lease that said no smoking, can they change a lease?
No, I mean, you have the right to use that property. The question then becomes, is your use of that property, is it affecting the use of other people's property in that building?
Gotcha.
And cigarette smoke is one of those things that, you know, it's a flip a coin in terms of whether or not you're going to get that kind of relief.
I feel bad family-wise about this one. This is an 863 text. My former employer is my brother, and he is not paying me all of my earned paid vacation. Am I owed this?
Oh, yes.
Thanksgiving is going to be tough this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the deal on that?
The deal is it's earned when you get it, so he's got to pay you.
Okay.
I mean, you have the same rights as the listener we talked to about earlier, but I'm not so sure you want to go suing your brother.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'd call your mom or your dad and let them mediate it. Maybe you can get a credit on their estate.
Let's see. I drive a van for a company from the shop to jobs and then back again at the end of the day. The handbook says that travel will only be paid one way. Is that legal?
So that they don't have to pay you coming to work or leaving work. They do have to pay you for the time that you're in a car traveling to and from jobs. So, yeah, they have to pay you.
They have to pay. Okay, this is Steven. Hello, Steven.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Steven?
Question for you. My question is, how do I pursue perjury charges as a civilian? And here's some background. I'm a targeted parent of parental alienation. My ex has used restraining orders multiple times to try to get me to keep me from my kids. The last one, she stated the reason was because I threatened her in her affidavit. And she referenced her previous affidavit. And in that previous one, it mentions nothing of me threatening her. Now, I told this to the district court judge. They dismissed the restraining order. However, they ended up, you know, pressing felony charges for assault and battery, which I had to go through and was found not guilty. But I've also told the police officer that if you compare the two affidavits that she references, to me, it seems like perjury. And how do I go about, you know, pursuing this as a civilian so that I can keep this woman off my back and prevent her from, you know, filing additional restraining orders to keep me from my children?
Okay.
So I actually had somebody in the office yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day before? Whatever it was. And this particular person had the same situation as this young man. And he bought a body cam. So he goes to every pickup and drop off and every interaction with this woman with a body cam on.
Huh.
Yeah. So maybe you might want to start with that.
Can he do that?
He did it.
I know, but can he?
Yeah.
But,
I mean, what about those sites? So every time that he was recording the audio and the video, it was
it's in public.
Public.
Yeah, oh, so you can get away with that.
Yeah. It was solid legal advice.
But good call.
From the firm.
You can't, you can't go out and, I mean, can you ask the police to charge her? When it comes to perjury?
You can ask the police. But the other thing that's great in Massachusetts, you do have the right as a citizen to file a criminal complaint. You go down to the clerk's office in the district that you live in. So, for example, if you're living in Boston, you'd go to the Suffolk Boston Municipal Court clerk's office, and you take out a private complaint. You have to have the name and the address of the person. You have to list the charges. You have to list the crime. They get served. You come in front of a clerk, and you have a hearing as to whether or not it's more probable than not that a crime was committed, at which point in time, if it is more probable than not, they refer it upstairs to the courthouse and criminal charges follow. So you can do it, but I will tell you this. I think that perjury is in line with adultery. It's one of those things that you just don't ever see prosecuted. I wish it was prosecuted more because it would make things a lot easier for lawyers and for litigants.
Coming up next on Ask an Attorney, what one soon-to-be ex-husband wants from the wife. And it's only one thing. Well, actually, it's two things. We'll get to that. He wants to be reimbursed on something. We'll get to that.
Awesome.
And the rest of Ask an Attorney coming up next.
And now, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we give you this.
I'd like to know why anybody would like daylight savings.
I'll tell you why.
Please call in.
They like, apparently those people like being in the dark and abortions.
What the hell, Maddie?
Whoa.
I don't like either of those things.
Whoa.
Don't you? Don't you, Stiz?
No. Whoa. I like in the summertime that the sun doesn't go down till 8:30.
And abortions.
Guys, I said better, not worse. Ah, well. Maddie and Nick, weekdays 3 to 7 on WAAF.
The world never stops. It's constantly changing, evolving, moving forward. And so are we. Introducing Spectrum Mobile. Built on America's largest and most reliable LTE network. combined with a nationwide network of Wi-Fi hotspots, free talk and text, and all designed to save you money. The best network, the best devices, the best value. Spectrum Mobile. Visit Spectrum.com today. Restrictions apply.
Football Fanimals, your old pal Fitzy here. Hey, another season of New England football, another reason to check out my favorite online shop, ILoveBostonSports.com. How about their New England Puts In Work tee? That's the official shirt for all players and guys who do their job in the trenches. New apparel designs, decor, fan cave memorabilia, and so much more, only at ILoveBostonSports.com. Visit them online at ILoveBostonSports.com or any of the three locations, South Shore Plaza, Braintree, Legacy Place, Dedham, and Boston at Faneuil Hall. Tell Fitzy sent you.
The WAAF Street Team is powered by my friends at Rodenheiser. When the Street Team is out in the community, don't be the last to know. Visit the WAAF events page to find out when the Street Team is in your area. When you hang out with the WAAF Street Team, you could win prizes and meet me or other AAF personalities.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Charmin booty smile. I got a Charmin booty smile. My ultra-star, I got a Charmin booty smile. Smiling ear to ear, the CP's magnifique. Charmin ultra-soft, so cozy, I'm grinning cheek to cheek. Charmin booty smile.
Charmin ultra-soft is softer than ever. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
There's a time and a place for black and white, like when you're learning to play piano, or when you want a big two-toned cookie, or when shopping for a pet zebra.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.